Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the third chapter of Hilchos Kilayim. In this parak, Rambam discusses the amount of space required to distance between two different species of plants.
Halacha Aleph. Yesh mina bezaranin sheyeh min ha'echon nifra l'tzurus harveh m'nei shinoi mekomos b'avodesh obdin ha'aretz ad sheyirah kishnei minin. There are some type of seeds that, when planted in different places, they'll look different. And when one performs different activities on the ground in different styles, then the seed will come out looking different, to the point where the plants might look like they're two totally different species. Nonetheless, the Rambam teaches us that even though they don't look similar, they look like they're two different species. Since they are actually one species, it's not a problem of kilayim to plant them together. Halacha Beis. On the other hand, there are some types of seeds which are actually two different species. Even though they look very similar, they have the same type of form, nonetheless, since they're two different types of species, it's forbidden for them to be planted together. Halacha Gimel, Ketzad. The Rambam is now going to illustrate some examples of these. Hachazeres im Hachazeres Galim. Va'olshin im olshei sadeh, va'krashim im karshei sadeh, ha'kuzbor im kuzbor harim, v'chardal im chardal mitzri, v'dlas mitzris im dlas harutza, en glaim zebzeh. For example, if you have lettuce that's normal along with wavy type of lettuce, or if one has endives and wild endives, or leek and wild leek, or coriander and mountain coriander, or mustard and Egyptian mustard, Egyptian squash and squash of ashes, all these different types are ultimately going to be considered the same species. It's not a problem of kilayim to plant one with the other. V'chein achitim im ha'azunin, v'asorim im shibul ha'shuol, v'akusmim im shifon, v'apol im ha'sapir, v'apurkadon im ha'tofav, v'pol lavan im su'uim, v'hakshus im ha'melapafon, v'akruv im ha'trotor, v'atrajin im ha'luin, en kilayim zebezeh. Similarly, wheat and other types of wheat, barley and oats, rye and spelt, beans and white type of peas, various other type of things which I'm not entirely certain of the definition of each and every one of them, cucumbers and zucchini type of beets along with other type of beets, all these different things are not going to be considered kilayim one with the other one. However, avalat tznonim and nefusin v'achardalim lafson v'dlas yivanis v'dlas mitris o v'dlas remutza avalat v'shadom v'zelezeh ha'ilu kilayim zebezeh. To illustrate the other type of things, ones which are actually different species but look very similar, Rambam gives us other examples. One type of radish and another type of radish which isn't really the same species, or mustard and some other type of bitter item, or Greek squash along with Egyptian squash. All these type of things which seem very similar, nonetheless, are still going to be a problem of kilayim. Halacha Dalet. V'chein v'ilan sheyesh shnei minin shedomim zeh lazeh ba'alin o b'peiros, ho v'chein shnei minin harei ilu kilayim. Similarly, with regards to trees and thus grafting from one to the other one, if there are two species which are very similar in their leaves or in their fruit, since ultimately they're two different species, it's a problem of kilayim to graft one to the other one. Ketzad, there I'm going to illustrate, ha'tpuach im ha'chizror, ha'partzkin im ha'shkedim, ha'zizafin im ha'rimin, apples and crab apples, different type of other things, peaches and almonds, prunes and something else similar, all of these resemble one another but are still going to be a problem of kilayim. But other things which are actually from the same species, again, these things are very hard to define, not even clear if we would use the same terminology as what the Rambam is referring to 800 years ago in Egypt, and therefore I will just leave these undefined. These ones, though, the principle is, since they are the same species, even though they might look a bit different, are not going to be a problem of kilayim. Lachahe, v'chein im yesh sham zram v'ilanos acheros, af al pi shehein shnei minin b'tivan, hov olin shel zeh dom olin shel zeh, o pri shel zeh dom olin pri shel zeh, Dimyon gadol, ad sheyiru kishnei givanim mimin echad, lo chashu lehen l'kilayim zem zeh, shein hochem l'kilayim ela achar maris ayin. In addition, there's other types of plants and trees which Chazal did not consider to be kilayim, even though intrinsically they are two different types of species. Why? Because in these cases, the leaves of one were so similar to the leaves of the other, or the fruit of one was so similar to the fruit of the other one, the point where they really just look like different shading, different color of the very same species. So then Chazal did not consider that kilayim. And the basic rationale for this is because regarding kilayim, we go off of the appearance. And what it looks like is going to be what is going to be defined as kilayim. Halachavav, ketzad, the Rambam is now going to illustrate further. Halefes emetznon, any kilayim zem, zeh, v'neisheh, piryein, shavet. Turnips and radishes are not kilayim to plant one another, because the fruit of both of these look so similar. Halefes emetznfus, any kilayim zem, zeh, v'neisheh, olen, shalhen, shavet. Similarly, turnips and some other type of radish, so those are not kilayim with one another either, because their leaves look very similar. However, of one type of radish and this other type of radish the Rambam is referring to, these are going to be kilayim. Why? What's the understanding here? Because even though their fruit look like one another and their leaves look like one another, nonetheless, the taste is so different one from the other one that this is going to be a problem of kilayim. And so too in anything similar. How much is it necessary to separate between two species of plants that we're planting together in order so that it won't be considered as if they were planted together? Explains that the minimum amount is that they have to look distinct. They have to look like they're in two separate parts. If, however, it looks like they were planted in a whole mixture together, and in that case, it's forbidden. Ultimately, this is very hard to define. Notes that different amounts have been given regarding to this distance for different types of fields, based on how big the field is, and for different types of leaves that each of the plants have, in accordance with how much their branches are going to spread out and how they will end up absorbing nutrients. Lachetes, Kate's out there. I'm just now going to try to illustrate. So Deyushai says Ruah Mintvua. Ubikir says Ruah Betsida Mintvua Cheres Besada Achas Marhik Beneim Beis Rova Huke Eser Amos Chomash Amal Eser Amos Chomash Ava Meruba Bein Min Emtsa Bein Min Atzad Vim Lohai Beneim Kashira Zeh Aser Veino Loke Achu Kruvim Besoch Shisha Tvach. If somebody had planted one type of grain in his field and he wanted to plant another type of grain in another field, which is right at its side, in that case, he needs to make a distance between them, which is the size of the area in which you could plant a quarter of a kav between the two of them, which is approximately 10 and 1/5 amma by 10 and 1/5 amma. And that's true whether the space which is being left empty stops in the middle of the field or goes along the entire side. Now, if one has less than that amount of space left between them, it's forbidden to plant these seeds. That's considered too close. But he won't receive lashes unless they're within 6 tefachim of one another. Halacha Yud. Haisa Sadeus Rua Yorek, Ubikish Lizrua Batida Ste Yorek Acher, Afilu Delas, Marchik Bein Steya Sados, Shisha Tvachim, Al Shisha Tvachim, Meruba, Bein Minat Sad, Bein Emsa. Vipachim Mashir Ze Aser, Bein Aloka Ashu Krovim Bitoch Tevach. If the field was planted not with grain, as was described just above, but now with vegetables, and he wanted to plant vegetables of a different species right nearby, even if it would be squash, which might play by different parameters because their leaves spread in a very, very far distance. Nonetheless, the same applies with all vegetables, that if he wants to plant them in another field at its side, he has to have a distance of 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim between the two. And again, that's true whether the space in between stops in the middle of the field or continues along the whole side. If there's less than that 6 tefachim, then it's forbidden to plant, but he won't receive lashes unless, as opposed to beforehand, where it was 6 tefachim, here it's unless they are actually within the same tefach. Halacha Yud Aleph. Ha'yisa achas mishteya sados zrua tefua. Vashniyeh shevetita yarek. Odelas. Marche b'neyem beis rova. If one of the fields was a grain field, and one of them was a vegetable field, even if it's, again, this squash, which has larger leaves, nonetheless, the standard is going to play by the larger amount which is necessary for grain, and therefore it has to be the amount which you could plant a quarter of a kav between the two of them, which again we just saw was 10 and 1/5 amma by 10 and 1/5 amma. Halacha Yud Beis. Bamedar Mamurim, Shetzarach Laharchi Bashiron Halalu. When is this true, that one needs to make this difference between the two fields with this amount? Bein Shnei Sados. That's when it's two different fields. Avlim Haisa Sadeh Uzrua Yarek, Beratzel Uzrua Betzida Shura Shel Yarek Mimin Acher. Dayola Sos Bein Asada Ubein Ashura Telem Echad Arko Shisha Tvachim Belvad Verachbo Kamko.
If, however, one is not talking about two different fields, but is within the same field where he had planted one type of vegetable, he wants to plant another type of vegetables right at its side, so then it's enough for him to just leave a row, a ditch, of 6 tefachim length, with its width being the same much as its depth, between that row and the rest of the field. Halacha Yud Gimel. If one's field was planted with grain, and he wishes to now plant a type of vegetable, even again this type of squash, which has very big leaves that are going to get tangled with everything, then it's enough for him to distance between them 6 tefachim. If the leaves from the squash ended up shooting forward and getting intermingled with those of the grain, then he needs to go and uproot from the grain, that which was in front of that squash, until they're no longer mixed with the leaves. Now, if he was just planting not a full field and then one other row, but he was actually planting just one row, and just another row next to it. So there is enough just to leave one of these trenches, this ditch, in between them, as Rambam has already explained. Halacha Yud Dalet. Herchav bein shnei haminim harchaka ru'uya lehen. Ohem min zeh nota al gabi min zeh. Bein shenotza tevua al tevua, o yorak al gabi yorak, o yorak al tevua, o tevua al yorak, hakomater. If one made the proper amount of separation between the two species, but one of the species was leaning over towards the other one, and this is true whether it's the grain which was leaning upon other grain, or a vegetable on another vegetable, a vegetable on grain, or grain upon a vegetable, it's all going to be permitted in this case, because ultimately he distanced it the amount that he needed to do. The only exception to that is this Greek type of squash, because there it really goes very, very far out. Therefore, if it does reach out into another species, then he has to uproot the species which is by it, as the Rambam explained just before. Halacha Tes Vav. If there were two different species that were planted near one another, but in between them there was either a cistern, a pit filled with water, or a plowed field that was left fallow, unplanted, or a stone fence, or a path, or a wooden fence that was 10 tefachim high, or a ditch which is 10 tefachim deep and also 4 tefachim in its width, or a tree that has branches hanging down to the earth, or a rock that is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. In all of these cases, one is allowed to have these species planted on one side and on the other side of this division between them, because since this item is there, it looks like these two different species are separated one from the other one. Halacha Tes Zayin. When is that true? Shetar Harchaka Odev Hamavdio, when he needs to have something separating between them. B'shezara B'soch Seyo. This is when he had planted these two species in his own field. Av Imhay Sasadeu Zeru Achitim Mutr L'Chaver L'Zeru B'tzidas Orem Shnei Amar Sadcha Lo Zizra Kilayim. If, however, somebody had planted in his own field wheat, it's permitted for his friend to plant in his field right on the side of it barley. The pasuk says, your field you should not plant with kilayim. The prohibition applies specifically to planting one's own field with kilayim. After all, the Rambam notes, the pasuk did not say, don't plant the land with kilayim, it says, don't plant your field. Not only that, Ela filuzar betoch sadeus orim samach lechitim umashach zerahas orim ad shesmacho l'stei chavero she's ruas orim harizem mutter. Even more, if one had planted barley in his own field next to some wheat, and brought the barley over until it was next to the field of his friends, which was planted with barley, in that case it's permitted as well. Ifnei shenira has orim shebesoch sadeu shein sof stei chavero. Because the barley in his own field looks like it's the end of his friend's field, and therefore he doesn't need a division between his own barley and his own wheat. Halacha Yud Zayin. Ha'isasteh zru achitim, ustei chaver betzita zru achitim, mutra lo lezru atelem echa chopishta, mitzad chitim shalo, samach lestei chaver. Sharo yodea she'en derech ha'am lezru atelem echa chopishta, lo neskavein zeh el livdok sadehu, im ru'yahi lezru apishta, im lo. V'nimsa kizorei ala hashchasa. If One person's field was planted with wheat, and his friend's field, which was right next to it, was also planted with wheat. And it's permitted for him to plant a row of flax at the side of his wheat, which is next to his friend's field. Why? Because somebody who would pass by and see this knows that it's not normal to plant just one row of flax. And obviously what must be going on is that the owner of this field is trying to test his field to see whether or not it's one which is good for planting flax in. And thus, it's the same thing as if he was planting with a point, with the intention of destroying it. Lefikach, asu lezroa min acher bein shtei shruos elu, shehein min echad, ad sheyarchik zog shelo. Therefore, it's going to be forbidden to plant something else between these two fields, which are planted with one species, one of them being wheat, the other one being wheat. You can't plant something else other than flax in between them, unless he makes a distinction between the two different species in his own property. Halacha yud ches, the final halacha on the parak. Ha'isa sedeyu stei chaver shebetzita zruin shnei minei tibua. If a person has in his field one type of grain, and in the field next to him, his friend has a different type of grain planted there, then he's not allowed to plant in between even one row of mustard seed or of safflower seed, because it's normal to plant just one row of those. However, if his field and his friend's field were not planted with different types of grain, but rather were planted with different types of vegetables, in that case, it's permitted to plant this one row of mustard or safflower in between. Why? Because it's permitted to surround, to plant right next to any type of vegetable, mustard or safflower, because ultimately they cause harm to those items, and therefore it doesn't look like it's kilayim. The one exception to that is grain, because it doesn't harm the grain. In addition, if there was a corner of one person's field, which was planted with one type of species, which is touching a part of the field of his friends, which is another species, there also is permitted, because in that case, they look like they're separate from one another. And it goes without saying that if it's the corner of one's field which touched a corner of the other field, not just the middle of that field, so in that case, for sure it's permitted to plant them both with different species, because there, you don't need any distinction. It clearly looks like it's the end of one field which touched the end of another field, and there's no joining of the two. Have a wonderful day.